Welcome back to The Takeaway. It's Todd Zwillick with you today. There are Hobby Lobby craft stores all over the country, but the company first really got famous when they went to the Supreme Court for the right to refuse to cover contraceptives in insurance plans under Obamacare. Hobby Lobby cited religious freedom there, and they won, but now the company's evangelical ambitions are getting a not-so-kind look from authorities. The company is owned by the Green family of Oklahoma City, and they are being forced to forfeit more than 5,000 ancient artifacts smuggled from the Middle East that they began collecting back in 2009. A lot of these artifacts were headed to the company's new Museum of the Bible, set to open this fall two blocks from the National Mall in Washington, D.C. But Hobby Lobby has been ordered to return the artifacts and to pay the government $3 million in fines. Elizabeth Brunig is editor at the Washington Post, and she's been following the story since it first broke in 2015.
In 2011, customs officials confiscated boxes and boxes of hundreds of clay tablets that were marked as handmade clay tiles, which is true, but sort of undershot the reality of what was inside. And these are ancient cuneiform tablets. So cuneiform is the writing system of ancient Mesopotamia. The text that they have on them, I don't think that anyone knows for certain yet what it is, because, you know, prior to these procurements by the Greens, a lot of these pieces were unknown to scholars altogether. But suffice to say, it probably has something to do with the Bible.
Why were the Greens after them? Why were they importing so many of these?
So the Greens are heavily involved with this Museum of the Bible project, which should open in Washington, D.C. this year. That's when it's slated to open. And they have made a huge number of private acquisitions related to the Bible, including Elvis' personal Bible, some medieval and Renaissance era translations and copies of the Bible and biblical texts. And these are part of that collection that they're putting together. And the idea is ostensibly to just create a scholarly record open to the public of the Bible, but it also appears there's a more religious mission in what they're doing.
So it's one thing for your museum to get Elvis's Bible. That's probably not terribly problematic. But getting clay cuneiform artifacts out of an ancient place like Iraq to the United States has a lot more implications than just money, I take it.
Yeah, absolutely. So in terms of looted antiquities being sold on the black market, that's been going on since the destabilization of the Middle East, you know, beginning with the Second Gulf War, the war in Iraq. As these countries become less able to protect their museums and cultural properties, there are always criminal organizations that are willing to loot those properties and sell them on the black market to collectors, especially private collectors, who aren't interested in following international law or any kind of regulation when it comes to acquiring these ancient artifacts. And so that appears to be what the Greens fell into.
Is there evidence they innocently fell into it and didn't knowingly take advantage of a system that causes a huge problem on the ground in countries like Iraq?
Well, they say that they were naive. They did have a cultural properties consultant, Patty Gerstenblith, who told them not to engage in these procurements because she knew full well what was going on in that part of the world and the criminal organizations that were benefiting from the resurgence of the looted antiquities black market. You know, it appears from how that law enforcement has responded that no one is really buying that there was just improper paperwork, which is what they said back in 2015. They do have 40,000 some odd objects. The Museum of the Bible says that collection is entirely clean, but a lot of scholars are calling on the Museum of the Bible to make the provenance of all of their collection publicly available. There could be other objects in the Greens collection that haven't been properly provenanced. And if they want to ease or eliminate fears about that, they could just make the chains of provenance of all of their collection known. But so far, they haven't made any moves to do that.
Elizabeth Brunig, editor at The Washington Post. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.